Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
All right. The weekend is here and this is it. For Ream Hot Water, we are
Triple M Footy.
Welcome back to Sunday Triple M NRL, and again, hoops with Kenty and Gordy Tallis and Maroon, and I must congratulate once again the Fox League, the retro, the makeup they do on you blokes. It's outstanding every year. You particularly this year, Gordon, I thought looked exceptional with those big mutton chops.
Oh, yeah. The ad?
Yeah.
I don't know, some sort of sleazy sort of bloke that come out of Randy Wicks, wasn't it? Sort of.
That took some acting.
Randy Wicks. Hey?
I thought you were talking about the old mate John on Thursday night on the show. Well, they said, like, I was born in 73, so I'm more of an 80s guy, you know, like all my heroes and everybody that I grew up watching TV was mainly 80s, so I could have picked someone there. I didn't really know too much about the 70s, so I went as Reginald Dwight, Reggie Dwight, which is
Elton
John.
And you look great, too.
I thought you were Liberace. I was expecting you to just stick your head up and go, I wish my brother George was here.
I don't know who Liberace is. No, that's the problem. I probably would have found that funny if I knew who he was.
Do yourself a favour and go and see that movie with Matt Damon and Michael Douglas.
Oh, that's a great movie, isn't it? What's that called? Beyond the Candle or something?
What?
Something like that.
Behind the Candle.
Is it cooler that? Something like that. Anyway, let's get back to business here.
It'll keep you staring at the ceiling for a week.
What? Is it that bad? What are you doing?
Dallin Martini-Zalesniak is on the phone, boys. I hate to interrupt this jibber. Dallin, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL, mate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Fantastic. Congratulations. Another win last night, although close there at the end.
Yeah, it was a funny one at the end there, but we're very lucky that he missed that goal.
Tell us, Dallin, when you were standing behind the goal line at that point, what was the talk? Because I imagine you almost would have been certain that you were going into extra time.
Yeah, I remember Josh Jackson asking what way the wind was going, because he was getting ready to, if he won the toss, which way we wanted to run.
And the reaction when you saw the ball go wide?
Yeah, we were just, I felt for him straight away. I walked over to him and just, sort of said something to him and told him to keep his head up. But then, I was relieved because I was pretty tired and I didn't know if I was going another 10 minutes.
You must be I know you arrived at the club halfway through the year, but you've had a really positive influence and impact on the club. And the Bulldogs really seem like they're starting to build something now. And you can see something in the way they're playing that you can start to finally see what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, it's been amazing to be at the club. For me personally, they've just made me feel right at home and accepted me and my family. And they took a chance on me, taking me while everything happened at Penrith. So for me, I'm just returning the favour and trying to earn my respect and show them how grateful I am for what they've done for me. But as a team, we're building there. Our defence is getting better and better each week. There's times where we get things wrong, but the effort in our defence, we're backing each other up, and that's all you can really ask for.
Well, that must be the pleasing thing, because last night the Tigers had all the footy, and you know, you guys just hang in there. So it shows that when you've really got nothing to play for, the Dogs, that, you know, you guys are having a real dig.
Yeah, 100%. Our defence is just, it's been really good, and we've touched on it a few times that defence wins games, and that's what we've had a focus in going into games with. And we know our attack can get better, and we know if we D up and we get to play on their line, we'll find the points if we need it.
How much work is in your defence what we're seeing now? How much is this about Dean Pay talking about getting things right for next year so you hit the ground running?
Yeah, I think every game you're trying to get better and better, but our finals hopes are very slim this year. But with football, we're lucky we got next year to try and rectify things that we got wrong this year. But Dino's been amazing with us, with pumping us up before games and trying to get us ready and giving us every opportunity to play well, especially in defence.
Dallin, you've played with some great forwards. You captain New Zealand and obviously the Panthers pack, fair pack of forwards there. Where does Josh Jackson sit in terms of the blokes that you've played alongside?
He's an amazing captain. I think I'd follow him into any game, any day of the week with him leading me. I've also learned a lot from him in the short time I've been there on how to lead and how to communicate to the players. And he's really getting the best out of all of us, and especially out of me, because, yeah, as I said, I'd follow him into a game any day of the week.
Yeah, it was a big play. He came up with that try in the second half. Certainly well needed. I'll tell you something else out of the second half last night, Dallin, was the sin binning of Chris Smith in the closing stages of the game. What did you make of that?
Yeah, I think even the one at the start of the game where Lachie Lewis got hit, I think it was a bit... I think they're getting a bit too tough on it. I don't think it was a sin binning offence. Maybe a penalty at worst, but yeah, I think it's... I mean, for me, I like a little bit of hit in the game, so I think it's getting a bit soft. But I mean, the refs have their jobs to do, and we just got to do whatever they say and get on with the game. But yeah, I thought it was a bit soft, and hopefully things get a bit tougher.
You must be shocked then he's been charged today for it.
Yeah, it's as I said, I don't that's way above my head. But the game needs to stay tough and keep up with that's why I love playing the game too and what attracted me as a kid. So they shouldn't shy away from those kind of things.
So what does the rest of the year hold for the Bulldogs now, Dallin? What message did your coach Dean Pay give you in the sheds after that great win last night?
I think just earning some respect. A lot of people laughing at us kind of thing throughout the year, and I think we're just trying to earn a bit more respect and showing that when we are actually in there and wanting to put the effort in and turn up for each other, we can actually win games, and it's showing.
How deep did he talk to you about that, the fact that other teams were laughing at you?
Oh, yeah, we had a... I remember we had a one video session where we sort of looked at how teams look.
Hello, Dallin. I think we might have lost you there, mate. Hello? Yeah, we might have to let that go. We've lost Dallin there. Dallin Bertini-Zalesniak, that was from the Bulldogs there talking to us there. So we'll leave it there. We've seemed to have lost him. But, yeah, it's good to see them getting a few wins toward the end of the season. They do have some tough games ahead, but if they can get a couple more wins and just build into next season.
Yeah, it's a great attitude that they're showing when there's nothing to play for. Mm-hmm. And I'm part of the Titans, and you saw what happened at the Roosters, and they had a bit better of a go yesterday. And
yeah, they only had 40 put on them.
Yeah, in attack. See, if you let me finish.
Look how much you enjoyed that. Yeah. You love putting the slipper into Gordon about that.
No, sorry, go on. What were you saying?
Gordon, you're kidding yourself.
You might end up out the middle of Goulburn
Street. Do you know driving here in a taxi, goes, mate, I need a favour. My daughter's moving up to Brisbane. Can you help her get a job? The answer's no. Oh, can you do this? The answer's no. Okay,
but
from now on.
Gordon, the Titans are showing nothing. And look, I was listening to the commentary yesterday with Gaz and the Fox Sports team, and they were talking, and they made some really valid points. If you're coming in and you've got 6 weeks to go and you're a new coach, just concentrate on the effort areas. Don't try and give them complex game plans and try and win games by finessing your way through. Go out, because you've been playing like bastards all year, go out, put a strong defensive structure in place, work with effort, work off the ball, all those effort areas that you people in the grandstands don't actually see. That's where we need to go. That's where the Titans need to go. That's what the Bulldogs are doing. Like Dean Pay, it's a credit to him. He's gone away and he's realised that the playing roster doesn't have a great deal of depth. He's picked up a couple of good signings through the year. But what he's done mostly is get everyone to buy in and have a crack. And I think it's offensive when you see professional rugby league teams just go out and dial in their performance. And that's where the Titans are. The Titans can give you all the rubbish they like about what they're doing up there, but the fact is...
It comes down to the players.
Of course, it's all the players, Gordon. They're not having a...
And that's what I was talking about, the Dogs. Like, they don't have it, but they're going out there having a dig for each other, working really hard, and you saw it last night. So you respect them, and they're getting beaten. When they get beaten because they're not good enough, and they don't have the roster to get beaten.
But the beautiful thing is about the Titans, Gordon, just when you think you've heard it all, just when you think you've heard it all out of the Gold Coast Titans, now Tyrone Peachey wants to stay. I mean, he never even wanted to play when he first got there, and now he wants to stay. You can't make this stuff up, Gordon.
Mate.
What?
You know I love you, mate. You don't want any trouble, mate. Any trouble.
But you're the type of guy that walks past a homeless guy with his hand and he's got no food. That's what type of guy. You're kicking these poor guys when they're down.
Don't you think that
pick on the weaklings at the moment. Is that
they're earning more than him. Hey? I'm on Maroon side here.
Yeah, but don't you think that's just gold? Like, he didn't want to... As soon as he signed, he didn't want to play there. And finally, it's time for him to move on. And now he wants to play there. I mean, what's going on with this bloke? Seriously.
Well, see, and that's what you've got to fix. And that's probably Mel Meninga's job there, because that's what he's there for, is to work out whether these guys want to play for the jersey or not. At the end of the day, I want a player like...
Oh, it's not about the jersey. No, it's about having pride as a professional footballer.
That's right. So...
Seriously, it doesn't matter what colour jersey you're wearing. As a professional player, you should have pride in your own performance.
Absolutely.
If they take Jai Arrow out of that side, they get beat by another 20 this mob.
You decide what you want to play rugby league for, and no matter what motivates you to go out there and play. But at the end of the day, the jersey, the blokes you're playing with, you've got to go out there and earn their respect. And when you retire, I don't care how many houses you got. I actually don't care, but it's about you being able to walk the streets and everybody go, that bloke there had a dig or that bloke didn't have a dig. And being one of those players, I think John Cartwright said it when he handed his jersey to his son and he made his debut. He said, my dad stood here, you know, almost whatever, you know, 30 years ago and said, son, be the best teammate possible.
Yeah.
And that's what's not happening there. You want to go out there week in, week out and be the best teammate that those guys want to play with.
Well,
and that's what you bring.
Opposite the Titans yesterday was a bloke playing his 400th game, and in all 400 games has done nothing but be a great teammate.
Be an unbelievable teammate.
Like, the amount of times you see James Graham chasing a centre downfield, and it's no hope of actually catching him, but the reason he's doing it is because if he continues to chase down the middle of the field, it means that the centre won't bring the ball around under the post and make it an easy six-point conversion, and he can hopefully push him towards the sideline and make the kick a little bit more difficult. That's nothing more than a bloke putting in for his team.
And Johnny Lang said something when I was at South helping him out. He said, Gordon, the great players go just in case they're needed, not because they're needed. And there's not enough players at Titans that are backing up just in case he passes the ball, push a bit harder on the inside in case, you know, he steps back in. There is not enough of that, Anthony.
And your
daughter's
level,
not getting a job. Don't start now trying to butter me up and look at me with that old grey tennis ball head, right? Your hair's growing back too quick, right? I don't know what you put in it. Mate, it looks like a tennis ball that's been sitting on my roof for 3 years. It goes that grey colour.
Gordon Tallis, Paul Kent, James Hooper and Maroon. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more of this. Believe it or not, there's even more gold to come as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M footy. Let's go! For Ream Hot Water.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to it. And it's all thanks to our mates, these scores, thanks to our mates at Tyre Power. Right now, Tyre Power, buy three, get one free on selected Kumho passenger SUV tyres. Well, it's been an interesting round of rugby league. A couple of upsets there. But it's funny, we had that week there, we had the blowouts. And then when we had the week where we had all the close games. But those scores so far... from this week, let's have a look at them. Well, we had the Broncos 18, the Cowboys 14, Warriors 24, Manly 16, Panthers 26, Sharks 20, Dragons 40, Titans 28, Para 20, Knights 14, Dogs 18, Tigers 16. If you're in Castle Hill, the boys will be doing an ROB at an outside broadcast at Castle Hill RSL next Saturday at midday. And I've got Gordy, I've got Paul Kent, I've got Hoops. It's over to you, my friend.
Speaking of Saturdays, Anthony, I happened to tune into Triple M NRL Saturday yesterday. Yeah. Your good self. Mm. A little bit of additional work there. What's been going on there?
Oh, well, Tony Squires asked me personally if I could fill in just to... there was nothing wrong.
He just said, wide-ending tone.
No, he just said the boys could probably do with a couple of tips, a couple of few little pointers if he could come in and help
me
out.
Okay, and he couldn't give it to him?
Well,
being like professional, but yeah, having his own television.
Sometimes
that's a very passive aggressive way to wide in.
Well, it's just sometimes us professional broadcasters, we look at, you know, get someone else in, just to get a different voice, a different opinion.
I'll tell you what, you were having some fun yesterday when I tuned in. Emma Lawrence was on the show as always, and Wendell and Gerds, and I think you were talking about spa baths or something like that. We might just take a little listen.
What I reckon is we get old to Ream, because they're Australia's favourite hot water,
yeah,
and get you into a, like, get a
like a big one of those big spas. Yeah.
So we're doing sideline reporting while sitting in a spa.
Yeah, but you don't have to be in your cosy. Like you'll be in like a wetsuit or something, and you're just sitting in there, and it's nice and warm. I'd be
I
up
like
for that.
That idea.
Yeah.
Who's in the spa?
Well, just you.
Right.
And me. Now, just you.
This is a problem. How about me?
My beautiful wife, Miss Portugal, is in the car on her way here to pick me up. And you know, beautiful, that I am just having a joke, doing my job there, Christine, okay? Just having a bit of a laugh, as you know. We don't have to have a discussion about that when you get here.
I'm glad to drive the Gosford's an hour and a half long.
That was tremendous. Wow. And then I think you've also apparently been handing out some advice as well. You've been helping me.
Yeah, okay.
What are you doing down at South Training?
Well, I go and have a coffee with Hoops. Hoops has got things going on in his life that he likes to bounce off me.
Okay.
You know,
like what?
Like a mentor to him. Just things in life.
You're a mentor to Hoops.
I'm like a mentor to Hoops, you know. So, you know, he's not everything's going, you know, like.
Surely they couldn't be, he couldn't be going that bad.
You're saying Hoops is off the rails at the moment?
No, I'm not. I didn't say Hoops.
That's what you were trying to imply.
So Hoops just likes to bounce a few things off me. So I go down there and have a coffee with him and no doubt this will get back to him and we'll talk. Anyway, you're coming along nicely, Hoops. You know that I love you very much. And you know that I can act as a mentor not only to you two, Gordon, maybe not to you because you just wouldn't shut up long enough to let anyone give you any advice, but Kendi, I'm there for you as well, as I am for Gerds and anyone else on the team.
I love the way you love Hoops.
Yeah.
You go and you go that extra yard for Hoops.
Yeah.
Poor old Miss Portugal gets tossed to the curb.
How do you mean?
Well, you're after trying to get Emma Lawrence in the spa.
No. I was just trying to create a little bit of colour. But isn't that a great idea?
What sort of colour?
Great promotion
like bikini
for Ream.
Speedo colours or what?
Down there on the sideline in a spa bath.
How long have you been?
So do Ream make spa baths?
No, but they make hot water.
That's just a subversive way for you to start advertising the Maroutine. So you can get in the spa bath and your little budgie smugglers and you can say to people, 15 minutes a day, you can have a body like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are so see-through.
I don't even need. I'm happy. I'll take my clothes off right now. I'm in very good condition for a man my age. Yeah. Have you got any other
How long have you been mentoring people for, Maroon? I thought we were mates. We're mates and I value your friendship.
Yeah.
But I didn't aware that you were doing a little bit of Bradley Charles Stubbs dun-dun-dun life coaching with me. And some people might argue that you're not doing that good a job in that respect.
Well, because you don't listen to what I tell you, Hoops. You don't listen to what I tell you. I try and give you fashion tips. Nothing. Grow your hair back. No. Grow some sort of a goatee. No, you don't want to do that either. But anyway, anything else that you'd like to stitch me up? Anything else that you heard yesterday that...
It was a good laugh, I know that much. There was one bit where I think you went through the menu at one of Gerds' cafes was very, very entertaining.
Yeah. I will say, if you're in the mood... Since you asked, Hoops and I did get a text earlier.
Oh, no.
From a friend of ours who...
What's his name?
His name is Mitchell.
I know the man, yes.
He said he just had a call from a great mate, Pete Perkins, club president of Central Coast Junior Footy Team Kingcumber.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of outrage on the coast from locals after it was revealed junior footy clubs were being pestered by an unknown caller trying to offer, quote, meet and greet sessions at the Bunnies game this afternoon. Apparently it's 300 cash.
No.
As soon as I saw that, I thought I don't even need to read on.
Yeah.
300 cash for a handshake and a photo with a Rabbitohs and radio identity.
No.
Anthony Maroon.
No, well, what the actual truth is there, Kendi, is that Pete from the Central Coast team up there and a lot of the teams up there, they're trying to get me up there to do a few sportsman's lunches. I said, as soon as I can clear the calendar and get up there for a few Fridays, I'll get some of the boys together. I'll get Gordy, I'll get Gerds, I'll get Wendell, and I'll get up there as soon as I can and get a bit of work done. But as far as charging $300, that's nonsense, Mitchell. He might find himself speaking to my legal team as well, the way he's going.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he gets you under oath, I think you might have a few questions to
Yeah, be careful now. Look at you go quiet.
Why
are you walking backwards? Stay on mic, mate. Stay on mic.
Hang on. Back to the microphone.
Hang on a second. Have we got a call there on 133353? We might have a call. We might come back to that. And we'll come back and talk a little bit more rugby league as well here.
That's the best throw off
as
ever.
Triple M rocks the footy. Sunday, Triple M NRL live across the Triple M network. You can always get the catch-up podcast if you've got the Triple M footy app, triplem.com.au. You're going to need that for finals time. Gordy, Kenty, Hoops and Maroon, let's catch up with an absolute rugby league legend. 400 first grade games yesterday for the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Of course, not all of those for the Dragons, but that is where he is now. And we love this bloke. We love getting him on. James Graham, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Thanks for having us on.
What a win for you blokes yesterday, mate. Not just to rack up 40, but your family was there. It was a great day.
Yeah, it was. It was really pleasing to get the win and have that winning feeling back in the dressing room. It's been a long time since we've been in that winner's circle, so really pleased for the boys. It was a couple of milestones there as well with Ewan making 100 appearances and young Jackson Ford making his debut as well. So it was really pleasing that we got the win. The performance probably wasn't the best. I think we've actually performed better the past 2 weeks and not got the result, but we just wanted to get the win, so happy with that.
Jimmy, 400 games, you and 100 games. Did he at any point during the week look at you and say, mate, how did you get 300 more games out?
No, not at all. I've been relatively lucky with injury and stuff over the years, and you can rack them up pretty quick in England, so just sort of been doing my job, and to be fair to Ewan, they were like talking about him and his story, and he's done so well, and I was especially pleased for him because he's one of our locals down there, and really pleasing for him to get the win.
One thing about 400 games though, and yourself and Cameron Smith have now got that, you've also played a stack of rep games that also add on top of that 400 club games, but we're seeing more and more increasingly 300 game players, 400, 300 was a milestone that was almost unreachable at one point. 400 is now that new milestone, and it's rarefied air. But what are players doing differently these days to get so many more games under their belt?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I think because I probably don't know enough about what the players were doing in the past. I'm guessing that there's probably more stuff in terms of recovery. Maybe players are starting younger, maybe finishing later. I think maybe there is probably more of a hang up on in the part time days where if you were working and playing rugby league, you're probably looking for a way out a bit earlier. Where now it's at a full time job, you probably want to prolong that for as much as possible. Mm-hmm. All the research and all that and the training methods that get involved in that. So. It's probably a bit of a combination of all those type of things, really.
So just on your week now, you play a game of footy. How much is the week separated between finishing a game and then the recovery? How long do you spend on recovery before you then start getting yourself ready again for the game that's coming up?
Yeah, to be honest, it varies on the turnaround. The 5 day ones, it's almost like we're going to have to compromise a bit more on preparation and get more recovery in, where the longer turnaround, you get a couple of days to recover, and there's methods to that, there's active recovery and all that sort of stuff, and then you get to prepare. So it certainly changes week to week, I think most clubs now are definitely looking towards that sort of peak in performance on the game day rather than squeezing every ounce of juice out of people in the week. But I think there is still that level of importance for training at intense levels, and that can bring out the best in people, especially come game day. If you practiced hard, then you're usually ready to play hard as well.
400 games. Who's the best player you've come up against?
That's a tough question to answer. At different points in my life, when I was a young 18-year-old playing against some of those people in Super League and stuff like that, they put the fear of God into me, playing against guys like Jamie Peacock, Adrian Morley. I was only pretty young facing people like that, and probably those two are two of the standouts, just because I was so young and so raw. I think the older you get, you feel a little bit more comfortable coming up against some of the superstars of our game. people like, you know, like Sam Burgess and stuff like that, you know, you're not as fearful as when you're young because you're a bit older and you're a bit more experienced.
What drives you now, Graham? You've done everything in the game. What drives you after 400 games?
I can't think of anything better to do. Like, you know, it,
so you've still got the fire.
Yeah, there's a fire still burning there. It appeals to my, you know, my deep sense of meaning playing rugby league, and something I love doing, and I'm passionate about doing it, and it's something that, you know, if the game went bust tomorrow, like, you know, Todd Greenberg and the people at the NRL said, look, we're not gonna be able to pay yet, I'd still want to play. And that's what I'm about. I love this game and I love what it's given me, and that's why I keep going into train most days and keep wanting to play our sport.
Yeah, it's awesome, James. That's why you're such a great role model. I'll tell you what, geez, your parents look like great people. What did it mean to you to have them on the sideline at Cogra yesterday?
Yeah, well, the devil can take many forms, can't it? Looking like good people. So, I spoke to my mum in the week, and she was saying about it. And I know I can't swear on this, but I was like, look, I'll be so effing pissed off if you think of turning up to this game. And she just sort of laughed it off and blah, blah, blah. And she sent me a message. You know, I'm just letting you know, I'm going to be getting up early tomorrow to watch you, because obviously the game was on in England at pretty early hours in the morning. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks, mum, love you, all that sort of stuff. And then, when I seen mum and dad, I was very shocked. And just pleased that they could make it out. You know, they both did a lot for me growing up as a kid. And like I said yesterday, it, they weren't doing that for me to make it into the Super League or make it over here in the NRL. They was doing it because, you know, they've seen their little boy enjoying playing a sport, and I'd like to think I still do that. And just having your family for moments like that is what life's all about, really.
And it was only after the game that you knew that they were there, or did you know before?
Oh, no, I had no idea. No.
Oh, wow.
No idea. So my brother and my sister-in-law, my two nieces were there. They were just here by chance. They were coming to Australia anyway, and then mum and dad rocked up. I had absolutely no idea, so it was quite a surprise.
Would have been a lovely moment though.
It really was. Mum can get quite emotional, so she was crying when she see me, and it was pretty special. It was something I'll remember for a very long time, and it was a cool moment for me to feel deep down inside.
Can I ask, why are the English forwards so successful out here?
I guess I'm not too sure, really. I think when you grow up in England, and just things like the weather, the being in the north, I think there's a bit of it does when you grow up and it's cold and you're forced to train in the wet. It does give you a bit of an edge in terms of, you know, you meet people from cold places and there's something about them. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe that, you know, English lads come here and they're motivated to prove a point that, you know, that English people can play rugby league, because, you know, for a long time there, it was, you know, the Super League was, you know, probably treated by Australia as a bit of a second class competition, and that the English couldn't play, and maybe there's a bit of deep motivation there to show that, well, actually, no, we can play.
And you're right too. It's interesting you said about you come from a cold place. So I was talking to Matty Johns the other day, and we were talking about how different franchises around the world, and often the most successful long-term franchises in whatever sport are places from cold environments, because there's just like an inner-built toughness in the people because of the environment that they grew up in.
That's right. And even, you know, again, you look at the north of England, and most people in the north are working class people, and that's where rugby league is. And I think our sport and that type of person go hand in hand, and certainly seems to bring out the attributes of those type of people sort of work well with rugby league, I think. Hmm.
The Dragons have had a disappointing year, mate. How do you get through the final month?
Look, we're playing for a multitude of reasons, mate. I think, you know, it's a season where we look back and it's if onlys and what if, and you know, we all witnessed how classy and how amazing Gareth was for us yesterday. And you wonder if he'd have been there for the whole year, like what the different picture it may have painted. And but that's not to be. But you know, we're playing for a lot of reasons. You know, there's Gareth and Jeremy who are close to everybody in the team. We want to send them out with their memories of playing for our club fondly. And we've got fans that, you know, we know what it means to our fans to get the win. You know, we know we're not fighting to play in September, but you know, they still want to come and they support us. We owe it to them. And our club's got a deep tradition of success, and we're not going to be a part of that success this year, but you know, we know what it means to our fans to get wins, and we'll be doing our best to do that.
All right, mate. One of the great things about, I suppose, you know, playing club football and all the rest of it, is that some of the people you play with and against and the things that go on. We work with a pelican in here called Maroon who gets up to a few different things, and we have to deal with that.
Doesn't like English either.
I want you to talk us through the night you fell asleep and Leon Price got to you.
Oh, yeah. It was going back to like 2006. Mad Sunday. Into Mad Monday, and yeah, I fell asleep, and him and a couple of others, I thought it would be a good idea to dye my hair black. I've sort of come to in a bit of a daze, and let's just say I didn't see the funny side to it.
James, so what happened?
just sort of casually just went about my business, and just sort of just, that's not funny, and I lost my marbles a little bit, and then went a bit nuts, and that's probably all I'm prepared to say.
All right, mate, we've got to leave it there anyway. James, congratulations on 400, and all the best for the Dragons, mate, for the remainder of the season.
All right, thanks for having us on, gents. Appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. James Graham joining us as Triple M rocks the footy. Back with more after this.
The McDonald's Triple M footy.
And just about done for me today. I'm getting a little bit of an early mark. So are you, Paul Kent. Who do you like, Raiders or Roosters?
Roosters.
Roosters to win this one. And Melbourne and South. South have a terrible record against Melbourne. What about this game?
It'll be tough. I think Melbourne. I think they're going to be a little bit too good.
I don't believe I was talking to you.
Throw a name on the end of it. You just sit standing there trying to get your early mark, waiting, throwing up hand grenades that someone will dive on. They're hospital balls that you're throwing. They're hospital passes you're throwing.
He's counting the folding.
Isn't he? Oh, he's counting. Why throw us hospital passes like that?
Well, he's...
Gents, hello.
Dan.
Just, I know you got to go to a break. Mm. Have you been telling people you just want to go watch the footy today?
Yeah.
Can I read a text to you, gents?
Oh, yes.
Mate, is there any way you could take over for me at 2 next Sunday? It's just a one-off. I want to go to Central Coast for a function.
Yeah. Well, it's a function, but it's at the Central Coast.
Thanks, mate. I owe you one.
Yeah, I owe you one, Dan.
Some folding. I hope you die.
That's it for me. Is this a charity function?
No, it's a footy function.
Where's the cash register?
Anyway, boys, that's it. I don't have to deal with you three anymore for the remainder of the week. Have a great day. Have a great call. It's a great game this afternoon. It's the Rabbitohs and Melbourne. I will be there as Triple M rocks the footy. Dan's going to call it for you. We're back next with more on Triple M.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.